The Lord's light never dims, and no darkness can snuff out the light of Christ. That's the topic of this week's devotional for Praying Pals. This week, I came across an atheist. Since I am a doctoral student en route to becoming a Christian psychologist, I detected it almost immediately. As he shared, he obviously revealed that he derived his very identity from his intellectual ability and propensity to search for truth. The darkness in his heart loomed like a black hole, sucking in information, yet never getting filled. His lack of peace and purpose created a stunning facade of confidence, but a complete rejection of God. He was in despair, but an atheistic form of intellectualism was his distraction from his emptiness and pain. By clinging to this as his identity, he did not have to address what was really the source of his anguish. Oh, my friends, we need to remember to pray for atheists. Many atheists reject God because of their backgrounds, traditions, misinformation, rumors about Christianity, ignorance, or pain inflicted by pretend Christians. But as I prayerfully and gently shared with the atheist this week, I said, please, don't reject Jesus because of a Judas. The fact of the matter of faith is that everyone puts faith into something, into their abilities to analyze, into even trusting certain sources versus other sources. And atheism is certainly full of faith. They believe, against mathematical reasoning, that 0 + 0 equaled everything in the end. Faith in Christ requires a spiritual belief that God, the supreme creator, created everything. Oh, if only atheists would not reject the one who chose to create them, loves them, and wants to save them. His light never dims. And contrary to rumors spread by misinformed people, the Bible and accurate science do not conflict with each other, by the way. But I digress. Let's get back to the point. As we pray for atheists, we need to remember how no darkness can snuff out the light of Jesus, and the light of Jesus in us who know Jesus personally. Psalm 18:28 says, "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." Let's read some scriptures describing Christ hundreds of years before he came. Isaiah 9, verse 2. "The people who walk in spiritual darkness will see a great light. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them." Isaiah 49:9-10, saying to those who are bound and captured, "Go forth, and to those who are in spiritual darkness, show yourselves, come into the light of the Savior. They will feed along the roads on which they travel, and their pastures will be on all the bare heights. They will not hunger or thirst, nor will the scorching heat or sun strike them down. For he who has compassion on them will lead them, and he will guide them to springs of water." The preceding passages describe the Lord. The passages from Isaiah describe Jesus Christ himself and his awesome offer to illuminate, set free, and flood us with his presence, even in this fallen world. Horrific headlines remind us not to fall for this fallen world, which has so painfully rejected God. It's obvious that this world needs a savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Close the door on darkness and sin. Open your heart to Jesus. He will come in, and you will understand the meaning of John 1:5, which says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for wanting to create us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending Jesus in spite of this world's rejection of you and your ways. Lord, we repent. We are so sorry for our sins and for rejecting you. We welcome you, Jesus, in our hearts. Cleanse us. Save us. Rule us. Share your light through us. We just glorify you now. We submit to you as Savior and Lord and rely on you alone for salvation. And Lord, we pray for atheists who are hurting and who need you, just as we all have needed you so desperately. And Lord, I pray that you would draw them to yourself, that they would encounter you and know you, that you would soften their hearts and open their eyes. And Lord, I also pray for all the prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. We pray for your best for each request. And I pray for everyone listening right now to just enjoy you today. We pray for everybody's pastors, pray for churches, pray for our country. And thank you, Lord, for being sovereign, for being good, for being loving, and so patient with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I urge all of us to pray for atheists and ask the Lord to use us to share his light with those in darkness. You can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org.